And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. That's what God does. It's natural to doubt. They came and they worshiped him, but some doubted. It's natural to doubt. Are you here this morning? And do you doubt? Have I swam around in murky waters a bit? And you're like, what are you on about, Fraser? It's natural to doubt. The more we know God, actually, the more we'll doubt ourselves. Find out how perfect and good and holy God is. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, oh, geez. Read some of this stuff that the people who write about the Bible say. And you go, oh, I don't know who to believe now. This is, oh. The only assurance is to be with him. To know in your heart that Jesus is Lord and be ready to give a reason for the hope that you have. And to do it with gentleness and respect. Which is a quote of scripture. Do you know? Do you know that you're with God? In a moment, everybody will stop. So to disengage from the sermon, stop, think inside your head. Do you know that you're with God? That's called assurance. Yeah, I know. Does it show? My next question, more loaded. Does it show? Are you undercover? Where is God at work in your life, in your community? Do you see confirmation that God is at work? Do people see you grow? Which is sort of a rhyming, not alliteration, but pretty close to a traditional Baptist sermon. Know, show, grow. You want to write that down in your notes. We talked something, I don't know what he said. He kept using words. Know, show, grow. Okay, that's the sermon. And now here is, we'll call it epitaph, but here's a last little bit. There's a teaching that sign and wonders must come. Okay, there are people who say, you know, Jesus said he'll go and snakes and tongues and demons and blah. So there's a teaching that those things must come, but the more concrete truth is that the truth must be told. That the powerful God of the scriptures is still at work in the world, and that we measure his work by his word. And changed lives result from hearing the gospel. So that God might be seen at work in all of us. However he may choose to work, that it'll be seen. And though some may argue that it needs to be more visible and signs and wonders, he hasn't required any formula other than the truth. You just have to be exactly who you are and how God is working in you so that people can see it. So if suddenly you think a thought in your head that you didn't know before and you go up to someone, you go, this is embarrassing. I don't know if this is a thing. I just want to say to you that if it's nothing, you know, maybe it was a bad piece of fish last night that I ate, okay? But I do want to share this with you just in case, because it's in me and I'm just letting you know in truth, right? That's got to be allowed in our fellowship. But nobody says, I think somebody in here, and start guessing at headaches, right? And then somebody in the room is 80% chance of headache in here. If it's not true, don't dabble. But if it is true, if the notion is in there and churning, maybe there is somebody who has a headache today, and somebody else would go, no, really? And we would say, God, please help them with the ache inside of them. And if you're sitting and the minister just stumbled across that fact and you know that something's going on in you and inside of you, you're like, I do declare that something just changed even while you said that, and that God is able to heal, that's true. And you've got to make space for it. So we wouldn't say that there isn't prophecy and there isn't healing and there isn't speaking in tongues and there aren't signs, but we wouldn't say, oh, unless you see those, it's not happening. We would say that the standard is truth. He hasn't ruled out any means or methods for living it out in truth. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And he said, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And he went away. Like, is that another contradiction in Scripture? He said he'd be there forever and then he went away. And that leaves room for the sermon next week, Pentecost Sunday. Thank God he's not going to try and preach that at the end of this sermon. Fishers of men hunt the elect. There's two kinds of fishing. There's someone with a thing in the line, and then there's that person who's like, whoosh, you know, flies and trouts and just, yeah. Fishers of men go. And discipleship is the call and the transformation. Have you answered the call? Have you heard the gospel and said, I know that that's true and I want that? What will you ask of God in response to this sermon on our Great Commission? Have you answered the call? Do you know transformation? Or is that yet ahead of you? And that's how you respond to this. At the end of the service, at the end of the song, we'll have people up here who are willing to pray with anybody who's got just something, you know, I have a notion in my head I would like to pray about. If you come up, it doesn't mean I'm broken and I don't want anyone to see me if I come up there. Coming up to the front to have someone pray with you means while the sermon was preached, I got an idea in my head I would like to pray about. The good thing I want to do, the bad thing I'd like to stop. The ministry God might be giving me, I think this is something I'd like to pray about. My friend who I thought about, they're not here, I would just like to pray for them. That's why there'll be people up front to pray in response to this, the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, to go, to tell, and for the world to be changed in the message. And Father God, we commit ourselves to you and to this word, and the intensity of the fella delivering the message aside, we pray for the difference you'll make in our lives as a result of hearing your word and agreeing with you and yielding our lives to you, Holy Spirit, to guide us. We want what you have, and maybe we could even add, oh God, please don't make us weird in response to that, but we will respond in truth. We will respond authentically to whatever you're doing because you're God and we trust that you know what you're doing. And so we leave it at that and we pray in Jesus' name. We know that you hear us because Jesus died for all sin. In him, we are considered holy and you're hearing these prayers. Amen.